New millionaires are being created every day through real estate investments. Savvy investors are doubling their wealth while working fewer hours. As a matter of fact, over 70% of millionaires in America today made their millions in real estate. And the government of most countries in the world own prime real estate in America. Yet, more than 75% of Americans do not even own an investment property. It's surprising. It's a no-brainer that as land gets more and more scarce, real estate will continue to rise in value. No more land is being created. Everything was created on the day that God stopped creation. So there's no more land to be created. And the land, the finite land that we already have, continues to get smaller and smaller as it is being developed. So it's a no-brainer that as land gets more and more scarce, the value of what is left will continue to rise in value. The sad story is that many people who desire to make money from real estate lack the complete set of tools needed to become savvy, successful investors. The real trick in every trade and profession is to have the training and the complete set of tools you need. Real estate investment is not an exception to this rule. If you have the tools, you will find the properties and make fast, profitable decisions. Let's face it, if you don't have the right tools, you will make amateur decisions and lose money. There's an old African proverb that says, "Great wealth is built by adding up profits, not losses." The proverb is simply saying that making money is a game of numbers. If you lose money 6 times out of 10, you will go bankrupt. But if you make money 8 times out of 10, chances are that you will become wealthy. So this toolkit, which is made up of this set of CDs, audio CDs, and the manual, as well as the coaching sessions, the complete toolkit with the software for analysis, are all put together to help you to remove the guesswork from your decisions as a real estate investor and help you make objective, profitable decisions. The wealthy mindset. I will spend some time to help you understand some basic concepts that make the difference between long-term success and long-term failure in the world of investments. You may be successful in the short term, only to end up a failure in the long term. To succeed in the long term, you need to understand a couple of concepts. The first is the difference between wealth creation and wealth management. Wealth creation versus wealth management. There are two aspects of wealth, building wealth, namely wealth creation and wealth management. With wealth creation, we are talking about using your time, your skill, and information to create value. And by creating value, you create money for yourself. So a worker who is an employee, a doctor who sees patients, a lawyer who defends his clients, a business person, all these people make money by creating value. And the value they create is by the use of their time and the specialized information and skill that they have. On the other hand, wealth management is the profitable investment of the money you have saved over time. Now, not everybody will become a millionaire by creating wealth, but everybody, or almost everybody, can become a millionaire by managing wealth profitably. You probably know people in the past who were once very rich but gradually became poor with time. These people created wealth but were not able to manage it well. Wealth management involves investing your savings at a good return on investment and sitting back to watch your wealth explode with time through the extraordinary effects of compound growth or compound interest. So when we look at wealth creation, we are talking of about the use of your time, your skills, your knowledge in order to create wealth. So a doctor who sees patients in the hospital does not need to put in his money. All he needs to do is to see patients and then to bill and use his knowledge to prescribe solutions to their medical problems. And he gets paid handsomely for that. But then when he chooses to use his money, the savings that he has made, and invests them in profitable ventures, the profit he makes has more to do with wealth management, because those profits can come in without the use of his time or skill. Now, real estate has a dual advantage of offering you the opportunity to create wealth using your time, the skills you learn. You will create value. And also, it gives you the opportunity to manage wealth, which involves investing your money to earn a good profit. With these two working together, it increases the speed with which you can build millions in private wealth. As you create wealth, I also want you to understand why and how you need to manage it in order to enjoy life. Now, the information we have here will help you to create wealth and also provide you with a good channel to manage your wealth optimally. It's all in the mind, and once you have the correct mindset, you will be able to do these. To illustrate the difference between wealth creation and wealth management, let's assume that you found and negotiated to buy a property. The market value of the property is $200,000. But because of your skills and the time you put in, you're able to find that the owner is willing to sell it at $160,000. Now, before you close on that property, you find another person who is willing to pay you $190,000 to take over the property. This person is excited because he is still getting it below the market value. You have just created value worth $30,000. And that value you created is because somebody else is going to pay $190,000 for a property you have successfully negotiated to get at $160,000 for yourself. Now, the $30,000 value that you have created is going to end up becoming cash in your hand. You can spend all the profit you made and look for another deal which you can make, where you can make another $30,000 without using any of your money, just your skills. You can keep doing this for a living and keep spending the money that you make each time. However, if you use the $30,000 as a down payment in a rental property, that property that you buy and rent out is capable of yielding income for you on a monthly basis. Let's say the income that you get is $15,000 a year. You have made an investment, and that investment is managing your wealth. You created $30,000 in the first deal, and you are managing your wealth in the second deal. $15,000 return on an investment of $30,000 is 50% return. So here you are, doing no work and earning 50% on your capital. If you keep spending all the money you make from creating value, you will never stop working in your life. But if you also learn to manage the wealth you create by making longer term investments, investments that can last longer and yield money for you over their lifetime. If you do this and get good return on investment, then you are definitely on the path to true financial freedom. And that brings me to the next concept that I want us to understand very well. And that concept is financial freedom. Financial freedom. By listening to this CD and by reading through the manual and coming for the coaching classes and using the software that is in this toolkit, my guess is that financial freedom is your ultimate goal. And I'll take some time to explore the meaning and benefits of financial freedom. This is a situation where you are able to earn income that is enough to take care of yourself, your family, and all other financial responsibilities that you have without having to work for that income. In addition, the income that is coming in keeps on flowing for those that survive you after you have passed on and gone to be with the Lord. Now, if you are financially free, like I just explained, then you don't need to work. When you work, you simply work for leisure because you enjoy the work, not because you need the money. The money is coming in whether you work or you don't work, and it's enough to take care of all your needs. Obviously, when you are financially free, there are a lot of benefits. You can enjoy a comfortable retirement. You can pay college fees for your children in any college anywhere in the world. You have the time to travel and explore the world. You can pursue projects that are pet projects for you. You can get involved in society, engage in social activities that improve the society we live in. You can get involved in politics without having to worry about your finances. You can endow money to charity and to organizations that are close to your heart. But most importantly, you have time on your hands with which you can serve God better. You can do God's will, and you can fulfill your destiny on earth. If you choose to go on mission trips to share the word of God with others, you have the time and you have the money to do it. If you choose to serve God in your community by reaching out to people, you have the time to do it. If you choose to reach out to the people in the prisons, the homeless people, or just people who are hurting and need your attention and need the love of God flowing through your life, you have the time to do it. Now, life is all about choices and options. Life always presents us with options and always demands that we make choices. Today, I present you with one of life's options, and I ask you to make a choice. And that choice is about financial freedom. To be free or not to be free is a choice you have to make. As you make financial freedom a life objective, you need to understand the concept of time value of money and the powerful impact it can have on your wealth building process. So we're also going to look at that concept, the time value of money, or compound interest, as some people may refer to it.